the vast majority of non-ministerial members of the Fianna Fáil parliamentary party have signed a letter raising serious concerns about a HSE group recommendation to refuse funding for Skyclarys, a drug used to treat the degenerative disease Friedreich's ataxia. The letter, signed by 48 TDs, senators and MEPs, including one Minister of State, is addressed to the HSE leadership and states that Ireland's system for approving funding for new drugs, known as reimbursement, is broken and not fit for purpose. And Friedreich's ataxia came to public attention following the story of the Cody family in Cork. Craig Cody lost his son Rory, who was 13, to Friedreich's ataxia in September, and his 16-year-old son Paddy also has the condition. And Craig Cody joins me now on the line. Craig, good morning. Thanks for joining us on the show.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
So, Craig, for those who may never have heard of Friedreich's ataxia before, could you explain this disease and how it is for a child or a young person or anyone who has it? How does it affect them?
Yeah, so it's a rare genetic disease. So basically, it's the nerve system on your body, the protein dies, so they lose ability. Walking, eventually they end up in a wheelchair, writing your hands. So like we say, Paddy now is 16, he can no longer write. And then it takes your voice. So last week as well, he got his voice banked for down the road, and his eyesight will, now it doesn't go fully, but it goes around 70% besides and hearing. So basically, it's just unfortunately, it's just bad luck, really. It's just two bad genes from male-female meeting, and it causes, it causes Friedreich's ataxia.
Yeah.
Now, it's with Paddy and Rory. Rory, we thought we actually got away with it. That's because Paddy, 11 years of age, was diagnosed with Friedreich's ataxia because his balancing was going. He's walking. But it was the cardiac specialist in COH said, look, will you just bring in Rory and we'll just check his heart? So unfortunately, when he checked his heart, it was bad news. That another symptom is the lower left muscle in the heart was thickened. So unfortunately, he wasn't showing any symptoms as balancing, walking. He was all fine. He had the match that Saturday before he passed away in his sleep Saturday night, Sunday morning. Just a massive heart attack.
And Craig, as you were saying there, you thought that Rory didn't have it. So it seems like the symptoms or the signs can be maybe different in each person who has it.
Yes, it can be. Look, since I've come out with this, I've been meeting patients that got diagnosed later in life as well, in 26, 27. One mother, 32, she was diagnosed. It's different for some. And then I was told, you know, there's a family in Wicklow, I think. Her two daughters have Friedreich's ataxia, and one, we say, was diagnosed 5 years ago, and then the second one was diagnosed, obviously, 5 years after. The girl that was diagnosed 5 years after is actually worse than the girl that was diagnosed 5 years earlier.
God.
If you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So yeah, it's a horrific disease.
Like the deterioration as well. Is it something that would happen quite quickly once the signs come in, or is it a slow process of?
It depends. That all depends on the body as well. The body of every patient, it's different what I'm kind of gathering. But we'd say with Paddy, you know, when he was diagnosed, it kind of slowed down a little bit. But this is why I went out with us last March. We'll say he was in school, and he asked the teacher, he has an SNA and all that now, that she needs to go for sleep, that she was very tired. So it's new about in school in Bordervant in County Cork. And so they brought him into this relaxed room, and he slept for an hour and a half, and that was something new now again.
Yeah.
So a lot of fatigue. He no longer plays with his friends because when he walks, now he can only walk 10 to 15 minutes now. That's it, 20 minutes max. And a lot of people stare at him and feel that they think like that he's after drinking alcohol. That's the kind of the way it is when he walks.
Mm.
So he no longer goes out. He just stays at home now.
I can imagine, Craig, as a parent watching that, I can't even explain how it must feel to see that.
It's horrific. I'm not sure if you're aware. Unfortunately, we've another rare disease in family as well. Paulie's mum and Rory's mum was diagnosed with Huntington's disease 6 years ago. Now she's in Dublin, full-time care.
Mm.
So, yeah, we've been hit with tragedy after tragedy after tragedy, and to lose Rory, I ask myself every morning, how do I get out of bed?
Mm.
Shocking, yeah.
Yeah, but you do, Craig, and, you know, you've been so vocal of Friedreich's ataxia and making sure people learn about it, know what it is, and especially now, I mean, Skyclarys is the only approved treatment, and it's been shown to slow the progression of symptoms of Friedreich's ataxia by up to 50% in some patients.
Yeah.
So,
mm-hmm.
Craig, it's not a cure, but it sounds hugely impactful to someone like this as a drug that sounds like it can change someone's life and make the quality so much better.
Well, it's hope and dignity.
Yeah.
And look, there's another trial out there in the UK at the moment they're working on. That's it's a year in trial already, and it's looking very positive. So, you know, it's a bit like cystic fibrosis back in the time when they weren't going to reimburse it. But they did at the end with public pressure. And look where they are today with the drug, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know where, like, they're going from. I don't know what data they're going from. Look, I've spoken to patients in America and in Europe on the Skyclarys, and they're all saying the same thing. It's a game changer.
Mm.
So, like, obviously, look, it's down to money here. Like, what one of them said in the committee was, it's not value for money. Now, how can you put that on a child's?
I know, and I know,
it's
Craig,
terrible.
You probably have, you know about all of the ins and outs since this decision or this recommendation, just to let listeners know that treatment at the current proposed fee is costed, or estimated to cost in the region of €280,000 per patient per year. And essentially, the clinical director of the National Centre for Pharmacoeconomics, Professor Michael Barry, said the HSE drugs group met twice over the past few months, having considered an awful lot of information. He said if money is spent in an area such as Friedreich's ataxia, other areas would lose out. And as you said there, you know, when you hear people discussing this in terms of cost effectiveness and the budgets involved, I mean,
mm-hmm.
what goes through your head when you've lived through it with two of your sons and the other 200 people in Ireland who have Friedreich's ataxia, and just a general conversation of putting a price over a disease that is affecting people?
Well, I would like Michael Barry to live with my son for a week, or any other patient. Look, those children already have died from Friedreich's ataxia. A 6-year-old 2 years ago, oh, sorry, 5 years ago, died from Friedreich's ataxia, pretty much the same as Rory, a cardiac. So it's all fine. Like, he did come up with a comment. If the money was there, we wouldn't be talking about it today. So, in one part, he's saying it's not cost effective because they think it's the drug is not working very well or whatever. But the other part, then, he's saying if the funds was there, that we wouldn't be having this conversation. So which is it? And, you know, it's all fine saying, like, that we'll spend it on this. If we spend it on the Sky Claris, it's not there for someone else. It's a bit like a Holocaust. It's putting 10 children up against the wall and going, sorry, I can't give it, you know, you're gone. You're lucky. Is that fair?
And now, Craig, a lot of ministers and, or apologies, one minister of state and many TD senators and MEPs are signing a letter, you know, raising serious mm-hmm. concerns about this group mm-hmm. recommendation and calling for them to essentially change it or reconsider. A final decision is going to be taken by the HSC leadership team at the end of the month, August 25th. Right. I can imagine you're keeping a close eye on this and mm-hmm. engaging it. And you were cited yourself, like they cited you in this letter, you know, following a previous parliamentary party meeting given by yourself, Craig. So
that's right, in front of the Fianna Fáil ministers, TDs and senators, and they all supported me, backed me. To be honest, the whole Leinster House is behind this drug. This is not politics. You know, this is lives we're talking about. And to be fair, a lot of TDs have brought that part up in the Dáil. It's not politics, it's lives.
Mm. And I can imagine now it must be hard waiting for that decision to be made on August 25th. But as you were saying originally, when it came to cystic fibrosis, that was something that they weren't going to fund a treatment for. And now there was, I suppose, a reverse that decision.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you know, we can only really say fair play to yourself, Craig, for continuing this and for continuing to raise the concerns and, like, fingers crossed now for the end of the month. But what else would you like people to know about Friedreich's ataxia and maybe supporting it and hoping to get some kind of treatment here for Ireland?
Yeah, I think Friedreich's ataxia Ireland are doing a parade 12 noon in Dublin. I'm not sure what part of Dublin's in the centre anyway. I think there's one organised in Cork, Cork City Friday at 8 p.m. and there's one organised in Mallow at 8 p.m. Friday as well. So look, the public are really behind us. It's just send the emails to the government, the Minister for Health, the Taoiseach. And Simon Harris, you know, it's all about pressure for the public. Because, you know, we have money. They can find money when they want to. And what really, really upsets me is when Paddy said the other day to me, my son, when he heard, he said, am I not worth it, Dad?
Wow.
Yeah. So imagine a 16-year-old saying that to you after losing his brother, right, his best friend. And his mum, like, is there any heart at all there? It's just completely down to money. And as I said to you, you know, you can spend, you know, they spend money stupidly and, you know, down the drain. A lot of money's gone. And the other day, I just heard with the 50 million with the Irish Rail, this project is no longer going ahead and there's 50 million squandered, gone. The money, look, I don't have a problem with Ukraine. They're in trouble. But you have to look after your own people first before you can give 160 million to a war. That 160 million would have given the 200 for the next 5 years hope and dignity.
Craig, thanks so much for joining us on the show and letting listeners know about Friedreich's ataxia, your story, and being so vocal about it after all of that. A lot of support messages are coming in for you and for Paddy, and also thoughts to your wife and to Rory as well, Craig. But really, just thank you so much for joining us on the show. And hopefully, maybe in a few weeks' time, we can discuss a more hopeful outcome for this, but at the moment really can only give you our best regards and our thoughts to you and Paddy and your wife as well, and to Rory of course as well. But Craig, thanks so much for joining us on